Jonathan Evans.
And I'm Ashley Thompson.
This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. The North Atlantic Treaty Organization said today its members are sending more ships and fighter jets to Eastern Europe in response to Russia's military buildup along its border with Ukraine. A NATO statement noted announced deployments or considerations for sending additional troops and equipment from multiple nations. Those would include Denmark, Spain, France, the Netherlands, and the United States. The U.S. and Britain announced orders for their embassy staff and family members in Kyiv to leave Ukraine, citing the potential for Russian military action. Ukraine's foreign ministry noted the U.S. move, but expressed displeasure, calling the departures excessive caution. Irish Foreign Minister Simon Coveney says Russian plans to hold war games off his country's coast is a move that is not welcome given heightened tensions and uncertainty over whether Moscow plans to invade Ukraine.
That is in international waters, but it is also part of the exclusive economic zone of Ireland. And so we don't have a power to prevent this happening. But certainly I've made it clear to the Russian ambassador in Ireland that it's not welcome. This isn't a time to increase military activity and tension. And
U.S. foreign ministers are aiming to put on a fresh display of resolve and unity in support of Ukraine in their meeting on Monday amid deep uncertainty about whether President Vladimir Putin intends to attack Russia's neighbor or send his troops across the border. Reports out of the West African nation of Burkina Faso says embattled President Roch-Marc Christian Kabore and members of his government have been detained by mutineering soldiers. News outlets say there are reports of heavy fighting near the presidential palace in the capital of Ouagadougou. This is VOA News. A Taliban delegation led by Acting Foreign Minister Amir Khan Muttaqi on Sunday started 3 days of talks in Oslo with Western officials and Afghan civil society representatives amid a deteriorating humanitarian situation in Afghanistan. Meanwhile, a very strong point of view is prevailing just outside of where the talks are taking place. Afghan women's rights activist Mahbuba Siraj was asked about the reception the women received from the Taliban as they stated their grievances.
They were listening. I should say that. They really were listening. We give them a paper. We ask them what do we want it. They took it. They were very, very cordial about it.
But she also conveyed her sentiments regarding the current government and the one previous. And that would be the one that was supported by the United States.
If they continue this way to tell us something and do something else, that's when the trust is going to break completely. When the trust breaks completely, they should remember what happened to the ex-government of Afghanistan. We lost the trust with them too. The people of Afghanistan could not find themselves in that government either.
Norway, a NATO country, was involved in Afghanistan from 2001 till the Taliban takeover of last summer. With the Beijing Games just 2 weeks away, media rights groups are calling attention to China's record of jailing journalists. In its latest monthly listing of the world's most endangered journalists, the advocacy group One Free Press Coalition, a collective of more than 30 media outlets and rights groups, allots all 10 spots to journalists jailed in China or Hong Kong. Topping the list are Jimmy Lai, the founder of Hong Kong's now-shuttered pro-democracy paper Apple Daily, and Zhang Zan, a lawyer-turned-reporter who has been in prison since May of 2020 for covering the pandemic in Wuhan via YouTube. China has been the leading jailer of journalists for 3 consecutive years. Data from the New York-based Committee to Protect Journalists shows as of December 2021, at least 50 journalists were behind bars for their work, including some in prison for coverage of the pandemic. Clashes between U.S.-backed Syrian Kurdish fighters and militants have continued for a fourth day near a prison in northeastern Syria that houses thousands of members of the Islamic State group. The standoff followed a bold assault by the extremists who broke into the Gwiran prison, enabling an unknown number of militants to escape and hold hostages. Via remote, Joe Palca, VOA.